Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, we've got dramatic news, because on Thursday, a Soyuz rocket went up to the International Space Station to deliver people and goods and all kinds of food, I imagine, and it failed. The launch failed. Fortunately, the cosmonauts they prevailed. They survived, but it was a very sort of dramatic event. And here to talk about it is Sami Ani. Good afternoon, Sami.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Sami is, if you like, a colleague of mine. We are students, or we were students together, on the Space Lab program at the University of Cape Town in the Department of Electrical Engineering. And he's just completing his PhD into human spaceflight.
Yes.
So this is something that's going to interest you a great deal.
Exactly.
Now, this catastrophic, almost catastrophic failure that happened, can you walk through what was the problem, what went wrong?
Actually, you know, this was supposed to be like a routine flight. You know, the Soyuz launcher itself has been very, very reliable, and it has a history of more than 50 years being used. So for this to happen is actually, to some extent, very, very strange. Though we had some mishaps, I mean, in the past. Fortunately, the cosmonauts then and with this one, we also had them survive.
Okay, so the two men survived.
Yes, they survived, yeah.
But obviously the mission to the International Space Station was aborted.
Exactly. Well, this is what I call successful failure, because like in mantra of maybe mission designers, it's like the crew safety is the paramount thing. When the rocket went to space, normally I think it was like 2 minutes into the launch. Mm-hmm. So the booster, during the booster separation, there was an issue. And because of that, now the system, the Soyuz capsule initiated an abort sequence. And the abort sequence has to do with returning the crew safely.
The problem isn't just that this Soyuz launch failed in its mission, but also that this is the only way we can get goods currently to the International Space Station.
Yes.
And now what Roscosmos is saying is that they can't use this method until they sit back and see what went wrong and analyze this and make sure that this won't happen again.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there are astronauts on the International Space Station who need supplies and who have there's a Soyuz capsule up there for them to get back to Earth.
Yeah.
But I believe that Soyuz capsule ceases to be within the safety margins in December.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Roscosmos is saying, no, we have to wait at least 3 months.
Yeah.
And there's no other way of, you know, SpaceX or any of these other organizations that have come up with methods of getting to the International Space Station. They're not up to speed yet.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a dilemma going on right now.
Exactly. Just like you said, currently we have 3 astronauts on the International Space Station. And normally, because of budget constraints, even if you look at this mission that failed, we have just 2 astronauts, a cosmonaut and astronaut in there, which we mentioned their names before. And it's because of the budget constraint that Roscosmos has. Normally, it should be 3 astronauts going to space, but they couldn't like fund that. And quite rightly, like you said, the Soyuz capsule that the astronauts are supposed to return with has, like, I think, should stay for like 200 days. So that the December time period actually is when they should come back. And if you don't have another spacecraft that could transport maybe astronauts to replace the people that are there, or to also complement people that are on board, Roscosmos Soyuz happen now to be the only spacecraft that actually moves astronauts to the International Space Station. So if you don't have another spacecraft to do that, then it becomes a problem. Remember, the International Space Station itself is getting old. It has been occupied for more than 7 years. And of course, you know, when you have equipment.
How many years has it been occupied?
More than 15 years.
More than 15 years,
yes.
Gosh.
So with that means it's aging. There are some things that actually should have been automatic, but at times you need human beings to actually go out and fix some things. We are looking at so many scenarios. One, as some people have suggested, that it's possible you send unmanned spacecraft or manned Soyuz to the space station, or you evacuate the International Space Station, which hasn't been done in many years.
Sami, thank you very much for talking to us about this.
Thank you so much.
And for now, I'm wishing all of us here on Terra Firma a nice, safe weekend. FMR 101.3